91.3 KXCI Tucson. It's Thursday, which means it's time for Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the radio station. We talk a little bit about what they're working on in school. I ask them about their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Daniela Gutierrez.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Nice to have you.
Thanks for having me on.
So what do you do at the U of A?
I work in Dr. Ramin Yadigari's lab at the School of Plant Sciences. Our lab mostly focuses on investigating the regulation of genes in early endosperm development in maize and Arabidopsis plants. My project specifically focuses on VP1, which stands for Vivaparis 1. That's a transcription factor that controls a lot of developmental responses in early maize seed development. My goal of the project is to create antibodies against the VP1 so that I can tag it and identify the genes it binds to.
How do you do that?
That's done by a process called chip sequencing. The antibody is created against the VP1 in a way that it can very specifically bind to it. We make a preparation of the nuclei of maize endosperm cells, and then the DNA strands are sheared by applying sound energy to it.
Sound energy?
Yeah, the process is called sonication. Basically, you're just applying a really high amount of sound energy, and that works to shear up the DNA.
Are we trying to stop something from happening or make something happen?
We're trying to identify how it happens. So once the genomic DNA is sheared, we use the antibodies that we made to basically fish out the VP1. We take all those pieces of genomic DNA that's bounded to our transcription factor, and then we sequence it to get a better understanding of the parts of the genome that VP1 associates with and activates.
So you're trying to figure out what VP1 is all about.
Yes.
The VP1 is kind of like a pig that's sniffing out a truffle, and it knows where to go.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's like your guide dog or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the VP1 knows, transcription factor knows where to go and what to transcribe, and we can tag it so that we could see where it is within the genome and what it's transcribing.
Kind of like a little tiny GPS.
Yeah, kind of like that, like a tiny little GPS.
Nice. Okay, I got it. Thank you for explaining that.
Yes, you're welcome.
What do you use to make the sound?
It's like this little, I guess you could call it a needle, and then you put it in the cell lysate. You just turn it on, and it makes this really high-pitched sound, and it creates vibrations within so that it kind of breaks up the cell and then it can break up everything else that's in it.
Mm-hmm. So this is an important part of genetically modifying the corn?
Yes. One of the main focuses is to better understand how this happens so that we can apply it in terms of agricultural practices.
People say, oh, it's genetically modified, not so great.
Right. Genetically modified organisms get a lot of bad rep, but we try to understand how everything works within the plant so that we can work to help it withstand the high or low temperatures so that we could get a higher yield of it. It's not necessarily a bad thing. It's like trying to make a stronger plant.
Stronger plants need less chemicals.
Right. Exactly.
Well, thanks for doing that.
Yeah.
How long have you been working on it?
I started working on it sometime in September. I still haven't gotten results yet, so it's in process.
What are you going to do now?
Now I'm going to go work at the FDA and do some more scientific research. This research mostly focuses on microbes this time. I'll do that, and hopefully afterwards I can go to graduate school and get my PhD in microbiology or infectious diseases and biodefense.
Right on, Daniela. Do you ever listen to music?
Yeah, I listen to a lot of music. I really enjoy Owl City and Imagine Dragons and just a lot of pop.
Thank you so much for coming to KXCI.
Yeah, thanks for having me.